Emily Wilkins joins us now on Congress on Washington with Bloomberg News. Emily, have you ever tried Beyond Meat?
You know, I think I did once. I guess it wasn't very memorable.
What politicians do now when they give the barbecue to rouse, you know, like Lyndon Baines Johnson a few years ago? You go out, you kiss babies. And do the Democrats serve Beyond Meat and the Republicans don't? Is that the stereotype?
You know, I'm sure there are probably some people who would like to be inclusive like that. I mean, Cory Booker's a vegan, right? So he's got to have it.
Yeah, we're very vegan here. Emily, I looked at the debate, and then I read Greg Villiers' note, which I thought was extraordinary. Full disclosure, he mentions Michael Bloomberg, of course, founder of Bloomberg LP, and this radio and TV station. What did you take away of not so much what happens at the caucus, but what did you take away of what it means for like the next 8 weeks or 10 weeks?
I mean, we're coming up on a really interesting time here. Just to clarify a little bit, I mean, you're speaking about impeachment or the Iowa caucus?
I'm talking about the Iowa caucus. It's the race for president. I mean, I get the counting the ballots and figuring out who's sitting on what couch in Iowa. But where are we in 10 weeks?
I mean, in 10 weeks, I think a lot remains to be seen. You're seeing these poll numbers, and you're seeing Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Pete Buttigieg, four names who have been in the lead for months now. They've been the front runners. They're still the front runners at this point. And so I think we're waiting to see if someone can pull ahead, if someone starts becoming the clear choice, if someone starts getting the votes together. Otherwise, we're headed towards a brokered convention.
So, Emily, you know, today's a big day in Washington, in the Beltway, where Nancy Pelosi will walk the articles of impeachment, transmit them to the Senate. Give us a sense of what we should expect next week from the Senate as it relates to impeachment.
Sure. So even though the articles are being voted on today in the House, well, not the articles, but the to send the articles over is getting a vote in the House today, and there will be a big procedure from the House side to the Senate side to bring them the articles, the actual trial isn't expected to start until Tuesday of next week, just because the Senate needs to do a few procedural things to get ready to have the actual impeachment trial. Once that starts, this is a full-day thing. All 100 senators need to be in the chamber. They need to be seated. They will not have their phones or laptops or any devices with them. And their job is to basically sit there and then write down questions that then can be asked of the House managers who will present the case for impeachment and the White House's team that will defend the president.
So, Emily, you know, I'm seeing some Bloomberg News reporting here that this thing could last into February, which kind of makes it a little bit, strange timing-wise as it relates to the State of the Union and so on. Give us your sense of kind of what the timing is right now.
Sure. I mean, there's been a bit of debate on how long this might potentially last. There's a lot of discussion on whether or not witnesses will be called. That will be something that will be decided at this point, it sounds like it's something that will be decided into the trial. So how long it might last depends on how many witnesses can be called, how many do the Democrats have enough votes for. Remember, they need to get four Republicans to agree if they want to have one of their witnesses come. Obviously, Republicans will also, in that case, probably be seeking to have some witnesses appear. And so this thing could go, it could be as short as just a couple weeks. It could be longer. Although you mentioned the State of the Union, I will remind everyone here that back when Bill Clinton was being impeached, he actually gave his State of the Union address while the impeachment trial was going on. And he managed to go the whole thing without mentioning impeachment.
Emily Wilkins, thank you so much. Greatly appreciated our congressional report this morning.